Blog Talk Radio.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
From Africa, with the intention to steal our culture, the good for the first by and stay. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother,
Wadada.
Oh,
Wadada.
While you're the
Yes. Happy Earth strong. Mark is Messiah, Garvey, I. Black John the Baptist, John the Black Consciousness Baptizer. Hear.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the past, by and stay. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Oh, my brother,
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion, in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church. Christian church. Christian church. Christian church.
Civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the reign of life.
Let's cook away the boys.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Ra, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room,
upper room, upper room, upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Two, part music.
One civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. With that confidence, you're twice defeated in the race of life. Of life.
Let's look away the voices that keep the people bright. Now we're plunging into darkness. We all have to play our part. Make up all stars, every district, tell every artist. Media houses, we notice, still have support. It's like they sell so much alcohol in our parties. While the girls are broke out at this upper, but she drink knock her out. Now she no care with them crap her up.
It's stars like this, I'm missing our hero.
Them now we have a lot of them. Press up a cup now they break them. I go back at them. Them broke the national bird wing. Sell we out clean. Me no think we own a damn thing. Jam rock why we giving in to the trick. Where them a trick we from the beginning. The infinity wake up from the slumber. In his with children blood them is running.
It's so exciting. Some missing our hero.
Put on your baggy, that's something they no key sell. And so we get it, what's the society go well? Go ask them a who put the crab in a barrel. PM opposition, no, no, don't ready quarrel. Unite, come together, see the people of Michelin. Into darkness, we all have to play our part, make up all stars, every district, tell every artist. Me now, we know what this can have support, it's like they sell so much alcohol in our parties. While the girls are broke out at this upper, but she drink knock her out, now she no care with them crap her up.
It's so exciting, I'm missing.
Yes, yes, yes. Classic right there. Living ain't easy. So here at the 136th day, birthday, born day of Marcus Messiah Garvey, I'd like to bring forward a reason and a presentation right here. Here was either Black John the Baptist or like a John the Black baptized within that black consciousness. This is what we like to pick up on, coming forward right here. But we have a psalm, the evening psalm right here. The evening psalm is Psalm 81, and today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 95. So let's rise up and chant right here. Keta drum rhythm dubwise.
Psalm 81. Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagidid le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Hosenu,
Hosenu, Hosenu, Arminu l'Elohim, Hosenu, 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 Hosenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Done losing. Yeah, man.
He don't know the right and do it wrong, shall be spunk with minutes tried. When the heathen come, your children step wide. Even though they make mention of them and those, fire they will never be friends.
Fire
you know why? You know why? Yes. Them of the heart of a pagan. Your children of the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them of the heart of demons. Your children of the heart of a lion, I know.
Righteous nation. Righteousness is God's nation. When the righteous man move and only do them plan, but I wipe them out one by one. So, wanna think of the habit it all? Oh no, no habit at all. Just prison of brimstone and no one. Wanna think of the habit it all? Oh no, no. not have it at all. When I fight against the righteous and fall, and you shall divide it by itself, shall never fall. And I'll buy Saint Peter, and I'll be by Saint Paul. His 20 black buckles sitting on the wall. And that color time, the one on the black buckle fall. What the decrees, the real trying to rule us all. Black man stand up and be counted, so your name shall be called. With a respect that they gonna now pray for Paul. So shall come with the whole of them with a lightning ball. Who don't think gonna have it at all? Who don't know have it at all? Who don't fight against the righteous and Paul? Who don't think gonna have it at all? Who don't know have it at all? Shabba and brimstone and who don't think gonna old man dry. If no old man wet, and when the righteous move the heat, then start to burn. Shabba grant and the right and them each up on the left. In a everything me do me just do me best. Have it at all, but them no have it at all. Just prison a brimstone and no one. Don't think gonna have it at all. Oh no, no have it at all. Oh no, fight against the righteous and fall. All righteous people, me say no welcome. When the Eden a move, no just shine fire burn. Read up the Bible, the Eden a fi run. Father, if it's thy will, let it be done. If it's not thy will, they cannot have fun. Pardon, bring down the kingdom. Oh, no thing gonna have it at all. Oh, no, no, have it at all. Just is gonna bring stone and no one. Oh, no thing gonna have it at all. Oh, no, no, have it at all. Oh, no, fight against the righteous and fall. And nation divided by itself shall ever fall. And up by Saint Peter, and up by Saint Paul. It's 20 black battles sitting on the wall. And that color cry, the one of the black battle fall. What we decrease, the real time, the rule of all. Black man stand up and be counted, so your name shall be called. We no respect Vatican, we no praise for Paul. Shots are come by the world and them with a lightning ball. We no think gonna have it at all. Oh no, no have it at all. Shots is gonna bring stone and no one. We no think gonna have it at all. Oh no, no have it at all. We no fight against the righteous and Paul. We no think gonna old man dry. Yes, no old man wet. And when the righteous move the heat, they start to fret. Shabba exalt himself in righteousness. And I pray for my nation, deal with more to get than this. Oh, nothing gonna have it at all. Oh, no, no, have it at all. That is gonna break down and no one. Oh, nothing gonna have it at all. Oh, no, no, have it at all. The righteous shall never fall. Righteousness exalt a nation. Me tell the evil man, say them to change them plan. Get out of them way, cause them a Babylon in suit of brutality. I'm going to kill you, man. Oh, nothing gonna have it at all. Oh, no, no, have it at all. Churches gonna break stone and wall. African tears, African a ball. African unite together, one hand all. If we unite, we have a jolly good ball. And the only way we can kill Babylon wall. Oh, nothing gonna have it at all. Oh, no, no, have it at all.
Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, 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 Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel.
Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in, yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
The righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari!
It's crazy.
truth. You don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient.
So it's Marcus, Messiah Garvey here, the 136. We're going to share a podcast audible from 2020 to say hindsight is 2020. That was at the 133rd, but here we're at the 136, Earth Strong of Marcus Messiah Garvey, as well as Dagmawi Menelik, or Menelik the Second, his Earth Strong. So both this day here, 17th of August, you know, in the season, Marcus Messiah Garvey's Earth Strong and Emperor Menelik II, Dagmawi Menelik Earth Strong. But here, was Marcus Garvey, was he John the Baptist, our John the Baptist? Was he that actualization in this time, in this event horizon of the Black John the Baptist, Black Baptizer, baptized into Black consciousness, the once lost now found, into that Ethiopian consciousness? Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So we're going to ride up right here. But let's just share this audible right here. God of Ethiopia, be a man, Marcus
Garvey. If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. 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 Himself.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendim Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Ayadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, "I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like." And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, "Listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see." He says, "No, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about." But it was. You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, "I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like." And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, "Listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see." He says, "No, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about." But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here on Garvey's, Marcus Messiah Garvey's 133rd, right, 18.
Yeah, that was from the 33rd. Here we're at the 136.
400 years. So the message here, firstly and foremostly, a happy Marcus Garvey Earth Day, B-Day, birthday, here, in this 2020 year. Oh, so preparing for the podcast, broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. That's one of the main places we started out there, but expanding and branching to other platforms, and ones can catch the feed on some other platforms, and still expanding the feed because we need to be fed, you know, with the word of truth. Well said. Yes. Yeah, so happy Marcus Garvey, Marcus Messiah Garvey Earth Day. Preparing right here, and listening to some of the speeches, right? Some of the excerpts and the fuller speeches of Marcus Messiah Garvey. And truly, truly, as the script says, a voice, he's that voice. What does the word say about John the Baptist? Now, often I have called him the elect, called the chosen, the faithful Rastafari of the new name. That new name, the precious name, have referred to Marcus Messiah Garvey as I Rastafari John the Baptist. Yet in truth, he's that John the Baptist for the once lost, now found, black and brown sheeple of the Beta Yisrael. For call Yisrael. The Hebrew would say call Yisrael. All of Israel, the lost sheep of the Beit Yisrael, of the house of Israel. So here in the season, reason for the season, August 17th, the memorial of the birthday of the Earth Day, the B-Day of Marcus Garvey, Marcus Messiah. Yes, I, Rastafari, Marcus Messiah Garvey. So here, a couple of first words on the B-Day, the Earth Day. What did the Moshiach Yeshua say? See, Marcus Garvey, yes, he is I John the Baptist. Sometimes we will refer to him as the black John the Baptist to reach out to the lost sheeple. And some only know of the baptism and only knew of the baptism of John the Baptist. That's further on within the Brit Chadasha and the New Testament, the Aris Kidan. But here, to get to the prophetic, with the prophets, where do we find this voice of him that crieth Bamidbar in the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew, Bamidbar, the wilderness. Prepare y'all, that call to call Yisrael, to all of Israel, to prepare y'all the way of the Lord, the way of Yahuwah, the way of Jehovah. Make straight in the desert a highway for Eloheinu, for I, Elohim. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the Kabodi Yahuwah, the Kabodi Jehovah, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see together for the mouth of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, hath spoken it. This word, many know the word in the New Testament, in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, Matthew chapter 3, verse 3. But this word that we have read here, KJV, King James Version of the Bible, is from Isaiah. Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet. And here is the part two, as we study to show and to shew I and I selves approve, it's the part two, looking beyond the captivities. Now here in the Rastafari Yeshiva, in the studies for the Talmudim, for the disciples of the King of Kings Christ, we use the King James Version of the Bible, and for our studies, we make reference to the Scofield Study Bible, and the breakdown here is very, very good, you know, for the Chabarim, the Isosis, the Talmudim, the Hasidim, because it helps to put into the right context the text. So the part two here is looking beyond, that's the key right there, looking beyond the captivities. The captivities of who? The captivities of the Beit Yisrael, the captivities of the house of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Israelites. So Marcus Messiah Garvey, and we say that he is the Black John the Baptist. We are saying that he is the John the Baptist for the once lost, now found black and brown sheeple, the people of the Beit Yisrael, the lost sheep of the house of Yisrael, the lost sheep, the lost sheeple, the lost people for black peoples. Now, how did he baptize? One might ask. So if we say he's John the Baptist, he is that Black John the Baptist. See, it's the elect that have maintained the true testimony, the core of the true testimony, the elect, the Rastafari. So, of course, we have referred to him as the Black John the Baptist and said, yes, who say that? The Rastafari, the elect, the called, chosen, and the faithful of the Beit Yisrael have kept that message, the prophet's new message, picking up in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 40, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, comfort ye, comfort y'all, Nachamu, Nachamu, Nachmu, Nachmu, comfort y'all, Ami, Ami, my people, Ami, my brothers, saith Eloheken, y'all Elohim, speak comfortably, speak y'all comfortably to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, speak comfortably to her, and cry to her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's hand, Yahuwah's Yad, his hand, double, for all her sins, for all her uckeries. Who are we? Who we be? That's the first key, is our identity. So when we speak of Marcus Messiah Garvey in the fullness of the prophets and the prophetic view of the prophets, he is the John the Baptist for the Israelites, for the Hebrews. Some say the black Hebrews, black Hebrew Israelites, for I and I, the once lost, now found, the sheep of the Beit Yisrael, of the house of Israel. So what was the mission? What's the mission? And what was the mission of John the Baptist? And who? Who was John the Baptist? See, you need to know who was John the Baptist so one can recognize who is and who be Marcus Messiah Garvey, according to the prophecy. That voice, the voice. Have you heard the voice? The voice of one, of him that crieth, that calleth, that shouteth in the wilderness. That shouteth in the wilderness.
300 years, I tell you, for the salvation of the 400 million black people of the world, and the day when I forsake my people, may God Almighty say there shall be no more life for you. I unequivocally rejected the racist assumption of much white American Christianity, namely that God had created the black man inferior, and that he had intended Negroes to be a servant class, hewers of wood and drawers of water. Well, I predicated my view of man on the doctrine of Imago Dei. All men, regardless of color, are created in the image of God. Now, from this premise followed the equality of all men and the brotherhood of all men. The biblical injunction of Acts 17:26 reminds us that he created of one blood all nations of men that dwell on the face of the earth. I was most interested in brotherhood within his own race. Because if Negroes are created in God's image and Negroes are black, then God must, in some sense, be black.
That's the voice. Just a sample right there, example of the voice of him that crieth. See the cry there, as we study the Hebrew, say the manuscripts, the scripts. The voice crying is a shouting out, that shouting out. Shout out to the lost sheeple of the Beit Yisrael, that voice crying in the wilderness, even the wilderness of North America. Marcus Messiah Garvey, Benjamin, Yaman, from J.A., Jamaica, coming to this North country, here, to North America. That voice crying out in the wilderness, and what was the voice saying? What's the message? Prepare ye, prepare y'all, preparing the so-called Negro. Even through the UNIA, the Universal Negro Improvement. Who is the Negro? The Negro, the Judahite, the Yehudi, the tribe of Judah in the captivity. So look beyond, look forward, look to the east, look forward beyond the captivity. So it picks up in the prophet's view, because we have to see what the prophet eye see, the prophet see. It picks up in chapter XL, Roman numerals, Roman letters, chapter XL, chapter 40 to chapter LXVI to chapter 66. The fulfillment, fulfilling the book, even the book of the prophet Isaiah, the book of the prophet Isaiah. This is why Marcus Messiah Garvey and the knowledge of who he be is important to I and we, the once lost, now found, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit in the Hebrew enunciation, the Beit Yisrael, the house, the whole house, as in the whole church body, pointing to the head. Look to the east, where a black man will be crowned king, Negus, Melech. In him, you will find the Redeemer, the kinsman Redeemer. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael, O Bnei Yisrael? Naum Yahweh, the oracle, saith the oracle. In the Hebrew, it's the oracle. It's the oracle. It's the oracle of he who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be he, blessed be the name. So here's where we get a groundation, all right? Just preparing for the groundation of who Marcus Messiah Garvey, who he be for I and we, and our identity, who be we. Because if he be John the Baptist, the black John the Baptist, all right, that black John the Baptist, even in these latter days and times, then what was the mission, right? What was the mission? The mission's already, it is written. It is written. All we need to do is to take a look in the book and read and to give ear, Shema Yisrael, to hear. Hear, O Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. And even that little clip right there from one of the fuller speeches and the speeches of Marcus Messiah Garvey, the biblical references. The references is to baptize that baptism of the once lost, now found. Now, it's interesting as we now compare Marcus Messiah Garvey in that second advent, right, in the time of the second coming, with what is written, as we get the groundation, get to the foundation, and building on that foundation, and the word, and the revelation. What did Garvey say, or what did John the Baptist say, since Marcus Garvey in that spirit of John the Baptist? What did John the Baptist do? Why did he baptize? What's that meaning of baptizing? Baptizing the black people, the so-called Negro, right, in their true racial identity, that racial identity, cleaning and cleansing them from those uckeries, that slave and enslaved mentality, washing and seeking to purify that so that they could say that black is beautiful, right? They could look in the mirror, right, and see their self and see their true self and see their God self and see God in themselves and even in the word and in the prophecy and recognize what time it be and to, as it says, prepare y'all the way of the Lord. Prepare y'all the way of Jehovah. Make straight in the desert a highway, the King's highway, the King's highway. It's the King's highway, a highway for Eloheinu, for I and I Elohim. See, here we're looking at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 is the key for what we find in the gospel according to Kedush Mateo, Matthew's gospel, chapter 3, verse 3. Now, as we go forward right here, brothers and sisters, just to get a groundation right here. See, getting a groundation on what was the work. Why do we say that he's the John the Baptist, the black John the Baptist? And why do we say that he is not just the black John the Baptist for I and I Rastafari, that new name? What Babylon feel like? Rastafari, Israelite. That's the roots, to the roots, to the foundation, to the groundation. We have to build on the foundation. The foundation has already been laid. No other foundation can be laid. So John the Baptist was preaching and teaching. Let's bring it forward right here to Matthew chapter 3. Here's where we pick up. But first we needed to go to the prophets, right, to hear the word of the prophets so that we may prosper, to hear the word of the prophets. Here in Matthew chapter 3, the ministry, the service. What was the service of Marcus Garvey? What divine service did he fulfill in more ways than one? In that likeness, in the spirit of John the Baptist. It says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Preaching where? In the wilderness of Judea. As Marcus Messiah Garvey, coming from the Isle of Jamaica, Benjamin, Yaman, to this north country, Yehuda, Judah, preaching in the wilderness of this North America, and saying, repent ye, repent y'all. What does repent mean? So even as he said in the clip that we just played right there, he said about, the white so-called Christianity, the whitewashed Christianity, the counterfeit Christianity. He rejects that. And we reject counterfeit Christianity because we know what the scripture says, that is antichrist, the counterfeit Christianity. But in the true way of our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, repent means to have a change of mind. In the Hebrew, teshubah. Teshubah in the ancient Hebrew, teshubah, modern Hebrew, modern Jews, and nowadays Jews, they would enunciate as teshuvah, the ancient Hebrew, teshubah, from the root teshuv, to turn, to make that 180, from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life. Repent ye, repent y'all, have a change of mind. A change of heart and mind for the kingdom of Shemaim, of heaven, of the heavens is at hand. Verse 3, chapter 3. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Esaias. By the prophet who? Esaias. Yeshayahu. Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying. Remember that cry there, Hebraically, is not boo-hoo-hoo cry, but it's a shout. It's a shout. The shout out, Bamidbar. The shout out in the wilderness. Prepare y'all, the way of Ha-Adawan, of Ha-Adon. The way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Because the people needed to be cleansed. Cleansed of that so-called Negro, right? That enslaved mentality. Nothing good, right? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Right? In other words, can anything good come out of the so-called Negro? And the same Johannes, the same John, had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins. And his meat or his food was locusts and wild honey. Now we can touch on that also. What is the interpretation of that? See, how do we see these things according to the word? Even in that second advent, the second coming. But first, let's get an overview right here. Verse 5, then went out to him Yerushalayim. Who? Then went out to him Jerusalem. Is that saying that the city? We're speaking about the people. Israel is the people, not the so-called geographical location. Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. Yerushalayim is the people. Then went out to him Yerushalayim. That's what Harlem was. They say that Harlem was the black Mecca. You've heard that before. But the context of Marcus Messiah Garvey was the scripture, the Bible. That's the context right there. Throughout, you can hear his words, you can hear his voice, you can hear that voice still crying, still shouting out in the wilderness. Then went out to him Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, and all Judea, all Judah, all the tribe of Judah, so-called North American Negroes, and all the region round about Yarden, Jordan. And were baptized of him in Jordan, in Jordan, confessing their sins. So let's put this into perspective. What is sin? Sin in the Hebrew, chet, chatiat, chet, come from the root to lack, to fall short. My people are destroyed for what? For lack of knowledge. To reinstill in the lost sheeple that knowledge of self. So they can repent of their Negro, enslaved, nigger, Negro mentality. but and spirituality, and the shame they had of their physicality. Verse 7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees, the religious leaders and Sadducees, the temple priests, come to his baptism. Now we got to define what is baptism. He said to them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Just looking forward in this full speech of Marcus Garvey that we were just listening to, where Marcus Garvey, he speaks about, we don't want the Negro, you know, the black man with his back against the wall, you know, because that would be a very bad, dangerous, precarious position. But he said that the people, black man would not know himself until his back is against the wall, right? Because they followed after the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites that would teach them about the Bible, or not teach or preach to them about the Bible, but wouldn't tell them they're Hebrews, won't tell them that they're Israelites, won't tell them that they are the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They have the tribe of Judah, they have the tribe of Benjamin, they have the tribe of Levi, and the Sadducees. The Sadducees were the temple priests. The Sadducees were the temple priests. Remember the Sadducees, they were the temple priests, right? And they did not believe in the resurrection, right? That we could rise again. That, you know, once the lost sheep, old black man, was down to the ground, he could not rise again. There was no resurrection. It was over. It was done. Can anything good come from the Negro, is what they would say. He said, bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. Do you think he was speaking about bring forth an apple, an orange, a banana? You think he's talking about fruits like that? But using this word as a symbol, bring forth the fruits for repentance. The fruit, what is the fruit if you have changed your mind, you no longer have a silly Negro mind? What is the fruit of that change of mind? Have you changed your way of living, your behavior, right? Do you still hate yourself? No, you change your mind. So do you love your brother as yourself? Where is the fruit? Verse 9, and John the Baptist said, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. Abraham, don't say that Abraham is your father. Don't think to say that, because Abraham is your father. It says in Yitzhak, in Isaac, shall the seed be called. Abraham had many children and many grandchildren. So don't say, we have Abraham to our father. For I say to you that Elohim, the true good, the true God, is able of these stones to raise and to rise up children to Abraham. So he can take a stone and make a son. And now also the axe, like the Brahana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley in the Wailers tune. The small axe. It could be the big tree, I, the small axe. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down. Again, therefore, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water to repentance, to that change of mind. It's interesting because the Black Star Liner, the boat go upon the what? The water. The boat goes on the water. He says, I indeed baptize you with water to repentance. that water baptism leading to repentance, to the change of heart and mind. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, according to translation of Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, Menfes Kedusta, Ayla Irit, the Holy Spirit, and with fire. So the one coming after, when Marcus, Messiah Garvey said, look to the east for a black man, crowned king. In him you will find the Redeemer, even the kinsman Redeemer. True, that word was proclaimed even prior to Garvey by the Chicago Reverend, Reverend James Jacob James Morris Webb. But it was appointed that Marcus Messiah Garvey be who? He that was spoken of by the prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare y'all the way of Ha'adawan, of Ha'adon, of the Lord, of the Don, Adon, make his path straight. So here he says that he indeed baptized with water to repentance, that change of mind. And did black people change their mind? Did the lost sheeple begin to change their mind in a great way? That was the epoch there. That was the change. That reached everywhere throughout the world, but especially in this Western Gentile hemisphere, especially in the regions of the captivities. Remember, this word here, the prophecy here in Matthew chapter 3 is based on the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 40. And the theme there is looking beyond, not looking backward to slavery and enslavement, but looking beyond the captive, looking forward, forward ever, backward never. So he says right here, he says concerning he that cometh after him. What did he say? He said, he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, and with Aish, and with Aish, Hebraically fire, with Issad, with fire. Verse 12, whose fan is where? Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. What is the chaff to the wheat? What is the chaff to the wheat? That's the question by the prophet as well, by another of the prophets. Here. Turn your Bibles for a moment to Jeremiah. Take note, Jeremiah 23:28. Look up chaff, C-H-A-F-F, and wheat, W-H-E-A-T. You find three verses in the King James Version, KJV Bibles. This verse here, Matthew 3:12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. In Jeremiah, Ermias and Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 23:28, it says, the prophet that hath a dream, have a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, my what? My word, my what? My word, let him make him speak my word faithfully. And this question is asked by Jah Jehovah. He says, what is the chaff to the wheat? What is the chaff to the wheat? The country people probably know this. Those who are close to or on the farm no doubt know this. The city folks, your concrete jungle, we might have lost sight of this. But what is the chaff? Let me give you an analogy. Let me give you an example. What shall I liken this to? What is the shell of the peanut to the peanut inside? The shell is necessary for the peanut inside, but what do you eat? What is that part that we look forward to? We look forward to the wheat. So the chaff is separated from the wheat, and the chaff is burnt up, and the wheat is gathered into the barn. So of these three places, Jeremiah 23 and 28, chapter 23 of Jeremiah, verse 28, the question is asked, what is the chaff to the wheat? And in Jeremiah chapter 23, it speaks about, I have a dream, I have a dream. And even that dreamer, MLK, near the end, he repented, it seemed. He recognized that he had made a terrible mistake. Let's just put this on the record right here, because some might not know this. They need to know this. Here we go right here. Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr., MLK Jr., quote, I am afraid that we're integrating into a burning house. You see, these are the prophets that came after the voice crying in the wilderness. He recognized, even when it was seemingly too late, but he recognized the error of his ways, and yet there are generations that continue in the era of his way. The era of his way. The dream. You can only dream a dream. What's the American dream? What American dream? Was it the American dream for the lost sheeple of the Beit Yisrael, for the so-called Negro? Was it a dream? Were they dreaming? It's all a dream. It was all a dream. It was nothing but a dream, right? Jeremiah 23:25 says, I have heard what the prophet said that prophesied lies in my name. The Lord say, saying, I have dreamed. In Jeremiah 23:27, which think to cause my people, they think to do what? Let's read from verse 25 to verse 27. I have heard what the prophets said that prophesied lies in my name. Remember what John the Baptist said to the Pharisees and Sadducees that had come to his baptism? What did he say? He said, oh, generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He says, bring forth therefore the fruits that are meet, that are proper, that are right and exact for repentance, that prove truly that you have repented, prove truly you have had a change of heart and mind. It seems as though King before the end had a change of heart and mind, but yet in this word, he is that false dreamer, because it was not even his dream. Those who know what I'm talking about. The CNN documentary about the King papers brought that out. Some blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman, she had a dream. A black woman communicated. The other brother said, no, let's not use this. At the last minute, King, he, expletive, deleted. He went ahead with that. I have heard what the prophet said, that prophesied lies in my name. The Lord say. Because they're men of the Lord. They're men of the cloth, right? They're men of God, right? Saying, I have dreamed. How long, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 26, how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit. Of the what? Deceit of their own heart. And this was powerfully proven even within that CNN documentary about the Dr. King papers that were sealed up for like 50 years. And the famous speech that people call I Have a Dream speech. In fact, the speech was not even called I Have a Dream. It's something like normalcy, never again, or something like that. But it doesn't have dream, the I Have a Dream, nowhere in there. He ad-libbed that. based on what the black woman that was a part of the campaign, you know, for civil rights at that time, she saw this white woman, blonde hair. She said the prettiest blonde hair, blue-eyed white woman, and she basically was the one who espoused. That was her dream. King liked it. The brothers said, don't do it, but he, at the last minute, did it. And this is what has been used to keep the lost sheep or the woke folk laying down, falling back, snoozing, falling back to sleep. I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think, who think, who think, who think, right? To cause my people, my people, my brothers, my people, to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man his neighbor. As their fathers have forgotten Shemi, my name, for Baal. They're ballers, right? They became ballers, right? They're ballers. You balling, right? You bailing, right? You balling, bail. Think about that, bail. Ball. Gotta pay that bill. Gotta pay that bill. Bail. Ball. You're a baller, right? Verse 28. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him make him speak. Make him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Jehovah, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire? Aish, fire, saith Yahweh, saith Jehovah, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Remember the other tune by Barahan Salase, and I Rastafari Joseph, Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley and the Wailers. I need a hammer, right, to hammer them and knock them down. His word is a fire. His word is a hammer. Even like the maka in the Hebrew, Maccabees. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, that steal my words, everyone from his neighbor. That's what happened in the apostasy, the falling away, right, of the black church in the late 60s and 70s and all down to now with all this mega coliseum, like all this Balaam, following the doctrine of Balaam, right, the doctrine of Balaam. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith Jehovah, that use their tongues and say, he saith. How many times have these pastors and preachers, not all, but too many of them, the pastors and preachers that will preach this Bible and talk about this Bible, but never tell the lost sheeple, the black people, who they are, that they are Israelites, they are Hebrews, that this word is about you. They say, the Lord, he saith. Behold, verse 32, I am against them. So how can we be for them? Sure, I like MLK. He's a black man. He seemed like a nice guy. You know what I mean? But in this word, he was a false dreamer. He stole the words. And then he repented, or seems to have been in the process of repenting at the end, when he says, I'm afraid. Has Jehovah given us a spirit of fear? He says, I'm afraid that we're integrating. That who? We're integrating into a burning house. That means that we were unintegrated. We were not integrated. You see, King came after the time of, right, this King, right, MLK Jr., came after the time of Marcus Garvey. Notice the impact of Marcus Garvey. Buy black, do for self, right? Have your own. Now, these civil rat races, right, they wanted to integrate. And this is exactly what has happened even over this past 40-plus years. But no one really recalls this word. What Martin Luther King, right? What Michael King, Michael King Jr. said. He said, I'm afraid that we're integrating into a burning house. Martin Luther King Jr. talking to Harry Belafonte, I said, what's the matter, Martin? You seem very agitated. He said, well, I am, because I've come upon a thought that I don't know how to deal with at this moment. See, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, was reproving him, rebuking him. I said, well, what is it? He said, we fought long for integration. It looks like we're going to get it. I think we'll get the laws. He says, but I'm afraid that I've come upon something. Was that prophecy? Was that the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, reproving him, warning him? He's come upon something that I don't quite know what to do with. I'm afraid, he said, that we're integrating into a burning house. Once again, what does the word say in Jeremiah concerning the false dreamers and the dream? Right, the dream lie. What does it say? What's the question? What's the question that is asked concerning Jah's word? Is not my word like as a fire, saith Jehovah, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? That's why he says, behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Jehovah, and do tell them, and cause me, my people, my brothers, to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not. I sent them not. As we mentioned before, the real one that was sent was Reverend Adam Clayton Powell Jr. And even as a congressman, he did for the people. He was one of the real, you could say, like other peoples, other nationality, other ethnicities, when they have somebody that represents them, they actually do for their people, not like these so-called black faces. I got to say, black faces, do they really have a... Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit. These false prophets shall not profit. The false prophets shall not profit this people at all. At all, saith the Lord, saith Jehovah. And when this people, or the prophet, or a priest, shall ask thee, saying, what the burden of the Lord? Thou shalt then say to them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith Jehovah. This explains what happened and has been happening to black and brown people over the past 40 plus years. And as for the prophet, the priest, and the people, that will say the burden of Jehovah, the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house and Beito. Thus like this shall ye say everyone to his neighbor and everyone to his brother. What hath Jehovah answered and what hath Jehovah spoken? The burden of Jehovah of the Lord shall ye mention no more. You know, it's almost like I've been noticing this with a lot of the old civil rights black church, not the old time one, the real church of the credit union that really did for the community, but this civil rights church. It's always a burden. Everything is a burden. It's like lamentation songs all the time. You know what I mean? And this was being the new covenant, right? They're supposed to be, right? But what does the word say right here? It says, and as for the prophet, the priest and the people, that shall say the burden of Jehovah, I will even punish that man and Beito. Thus shall ye say, y'all say, everyone to his neighbor and everyone to his brother, what hath Jehovah answered? What is the word? What is the word? Ask your preacher, your pastor, what hath the Lord, what hath Jehovah answered? and what have Jehovah spoken? And the burden of Jehovah shall ye y'all mention no more. For every man's word shall be his burden. For ye, for y'all have perverted the words of Elohim Chaim, of the living Elohim, Yahuwah Tzabaoth Eloheinu, Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies, our Ayanai Elohim. Thus, like this, shall thou say to the prophet, what hath Jehovah answered thee? And what hath Jehovah spoken? But, since ye shall say the burden of Jehovah, therefore thus saith Jehovah, because ye y'all say this word, the burden of Jehovah, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent to you, saying, y'all shall not say, making like the work of the Lord, the John works, it's so very difficult, the burden of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. Now, we can dovetail this with what they call the Black Mecca. They should have called Harlem, the Black Jerusalem. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. Cannot be forgotten unless one receives the repentance. So now, seeing the before and the after, they had forgotten. They must have forgotten. See, a lot of folks would like to, compare or put Marcus, Messiah, Garvey, and MLK because they were black and because they were in a leadership position in the same category, but they don't know what is the word. What has Jehovah answered you? What hath Jehovah spoken? Here, this brings us here, right here, where John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water to repentance, but he that cometh after me, after I, is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to be in. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Ila Irit, the Memphis Kedus, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and with fire and with Aish, whose fan is in his hand. They don't consider the hands of his majesty, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire, the unquenchable word. And this now brings us to the baptism of Yeshua, the baptism of Yeshua, the baptism of Jesus, of Isis, of Jesus. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Yardane, to Yohanan, to John, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him. Notice that? But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? You see, because that was in the first coming. All right, the first coming. He says, I have need to be baptized of thee. This is what John the Baptist said to Yeshua, Hanotri, to Yeshua, to Jesus of Nazareth. And Yeshua, answering, said to him, suffer it to be so now. Suffer it so to be now. All right? In the first advent, suffer it to be so now. For like this, it becometh us, you and I, to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Then John the Baptist allowed. But John the Baptist even knew that, wait, you are the one. I have need to be baptized of thee. But Yeshua said, Suffer now. Let it be so now. Right? Leave it alone. Let it to be. Why one who needed no repentance should insist on receiving a rite which signified confession and repentance? This is nowhere directly explained, this verse right here. But this is concerning the second advent, even as Marcus Garvey said, look to the east, look to Africa, where a black man be crowned king, right? In him you will find the Redeemer, and the day of redemption is near. Now there's two ways that phrase is said, because the first one was by Reverend James Morris Webb. Garvey picking up on that message and being and becoming that voice in the wilderness, this prophecy becometh Marcus Garvey. And Yeshua, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, Shemaim, the heavens were open to him. And he saw the Ruach, the spirit of Elohim, the true good, the true God, descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So here, even for this Earth Day, this birthday, remembrance of 133rd Earth Day birthday of Marcus Messiah Garvey, the Israelite.
And that was 2020 right there, 2020 this year. Playing this again right here. This is like a part one right here. Even with the things that Garvey was said to have said, the scriptures speak to that, Matthew chapter 11. But look at more.
Because they don't know, or they have not recognized this, or the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, or those false prophets and those priests and others have distracted them, teaching them Bible, after the whitewash rhetoric, after counterfeit Christianity, and not showing the people who they be, that they be the Israelites. Here for the 133rd birthday, Earth Day of
136 here, 133.
A song of degrees of Dawid, of David.
Yes. Brothers and sisters, Matthew chapter 11, regarding those statements ascribed to Garvey. What's interesting is that we have John the Baptist saying something similar in the graciousness of the Messiah in the first advent, as of the graciousness of the anointed, the black Messiah, the anointed and crowned King of Kings. Yes, I. Do you remember?
Marcus, can the word come to pass? Marcus, can the word come to pass? You can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. Oh. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. And you, hello, come to the one, come, oh, let me do what I can, for you and you alone, oh, you know the right and do it now, shall be hanged with many tries. I beg you, oh, tell
Yes, Marcus Garvey, 136 right here for 2023. That was from 2020 right there. Kind of a part one right there. I'd like to also pick up Matthew chapter 11. Very interesting in light of what Garvey has been alleged to have said. And is very much credible that he did say those things. But then John the Baptist said some things too. It's really interesting, Matthew chapter 11. We'd like to touch on the metaphysics. The metaphysical implications of baptism, and it was bringing the word from then and making a right now word for I and I to understand what is baptism and the metaphysics of baptism. Now, we have a psalm right here. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order. Just like to let ones hear a first part and then touch on the metaphysics right here for the 136 here on the Torah Thursday, Upper Room of Zion. Today's daily psalm, according to the
word. Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 rest.
מזמור צדיה לכו לרננה לאדוני נריע לצור ישענו נקדם אפניו בתודה בזמירות נריע לו כי אל גדול אדוני ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ ותועפות הרים לו אשר לו הים והוא עשהו ויבשת ידיו יצרו בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושינו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי.
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 95, Psalm 95. But still right here for the double Earth Strong birthday, Earth Day, John. Our John the Baptist. Look a bit more on John the Baptist, because we find that even the psychological profile is very, very interesting. Marcus Messiah Garvey, baptized and once lost, now found, in that, we could say, that true black consciousness, that Ethiopian, right? Some call it Ethiopianism, that true black consciousness, you know? Even though the word, that word, Reverend James Morris Webb said it, you know, first, but then Garvey, he's that appointed, that pointed one, that voice right there. The heaven's choice. Yes?
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
So what are we saying right here? We're saying that Marcus Messiah Garvey and Amala Haile Selassie, actualizations of the biblical John the Baptist and Yeshua of Nazareth, known as HaMashiach, the Messiah.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my
Elijah.
People here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi,
to whom praise is due forever.
Let's get in it right here, here, here. This is from the Ethiopic, the Ethiopian, 2012. That was 2020. 2020, the Gregorian calendar, Ethiopic calendar, Ethiopian calendar, 2012. That's the short count. The long count, 7,500, yes, and 12. Here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Shalom, Habarim, shalom. I am Ras Yadunos. Yadinos, Yadon. Yadon right here, here, here with his Torah portion. Shoftim, Shofetim, Shoftim, Judges. In the Hebrew, Shofetim, Shoftim, Judges. And in the Royal Amharic, Farajoch, Farajoch. Here, 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 from low degrees to high degrees, we have Judges. Here for the 48th Rastafari Sabbatical Study for this Shabbat Strong. And also here in this particular season, we have the birthday, the Earth Day of Marcus Messiah Garvey, as well as, that's August 17th, as well as the Earth Day, the birthday of Dagmawi Menelik. All right, speaking of Menelik the Second, Menelik the Second. Now, here we're zooming in to the black John the Baptist, or John Yohanan HaMatbil, in the Hebrew, HaMatbil, right? The immerser, Yohanan, the immerser, Yohannes Mtemkubamrenya. So here we have Judges, and corresponding here with this Torah portion, the 48th, Rastafari Sabbatical Study for this
for this Shavuah, for this seven right here, here, here. But because of the theme here, Chabarim, concerning John the Baptist here, get a wider view here for the Rastafari sabbatical study number 48, Shoftim, in the Hebrew, Farajoch, Bamarinya, in the Amarinya, in the Amharic. Interesting, in Hebrew, Amar means to speak. Amar, Amara, to speak. So we have the royal Amharic, both Afro-Shemitic. He said he would turn to the people a pure language from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. We have that in the prophet Zephaniah chapter 3, round about verses, I think, 9 and 10. Those verses, is it 7? Read the whole chapter. The whole chapter right here. Let's zoom in on this right here just to give those points of references so that ones and ones can hopefully look it up and read in the full in the full context. So here we're in Judges, this Torah portion, Judges, and here we are at the 133rd for this year, the year after 400 years in the 2020, the Gregorian 2020, also the Ethiopian New Year. The kingdom, he said, the kingdom of God, new year, is coming forward, and we're currently in the 2012, and we've seen a lot of signs and more signs in this particular time right here. 2020, Gregorian calendar, hindsight is 2020, good vision is said to be 2020. Ethiopically, according to the ancient, the true time will be 2012, and there's a lot of very interesting prophecies, predictions, even the Nostradamus predictions, but even those in truth is based on what the true Hebrew prophets have said. And we have already seen and we're witnessing and we're still living through this. Is this a plague? Is it a plague? Is it a great deception? But here, the reason for the season, we're coming up to the new moon, the new month, right, the Rosh Chodesh, right, the evening of the, I think this season, Wednesday evening, a new season, new time coming forward, and it's a season of the 40 days of repentance. This is what's so very interesting, corresponding with John the Baptist, and corresponding with Marcus Messiah Garvey, the black John the Baptist, the black consciousness baptizer of the Negro Israelites, or the once lost now found here in the wilderness of this North country called North America. This wilderness of a country, the Judea. Not the country is Judea, but the people, so-called Negro, so-called black American, Negro, so John the Baptist, Marcus Messiah Garvey, right? Let's look at this, right? Marcus Messiah Garvey. All right, so here, John the Baptist. Who was John the Baptist, right? Who was John the Baptist? And then, see, first we need to get a good context of who was John the Baptist, right? Because it's been the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari that have kept that particular word, faithfully in season out of season. But now I got to study to show ourselves approved. So to the law, the HaTorah, and to the testimony. If they speak not like this, it is because there is no light. The divine light is not in them. So John the Baptist, we're probably going to do this in a couple of portions right here. I'm going to be referring to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. So get your metacognition, all right? Because the repentance, the Teshuvah, a season of Teshuvah, is coming forward with this new moon, this new month, and it's the 40 days of the Cheshbon HaNefesh, of soul searching. So a question we ask is that when Yeshua HaNotri, when Yeshua of Nazareth, when he was baptized by Yohanan Hamatbil, was that this season of the year 17, that as we study the ancient line of Judah tribe and the true Judaic tribe, here we come into the season of Teshuvah. Teshuvah, the ancient Hebrew Teshuvah. In the modern Hebrew, it's pointed as Teshuvah, season of repent. The word itself means repentance. It literally means to turn from the astray way, do a 180. Right? And this is what Johannes, Hamat Biel was doing. So John, what does the name Johannan mean? It means Jehovah bestows mercifully. Jah bestows mercifully. Jah is gracious. Johannan. Jah is gracious. Grace and mercy of Ha'adon, of Ha'adawan, of Adonai, of Adonai, of the Lord, if you please. Also, Johannan means dove-like, meekness, compassion. Johannan, fertility, fruitfulness, and implies love. Now, who was John the Baptist? Who was Johannan HaMatbil? He was a son of Zachariah HaKohen, the priest, and Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, his Isha, his wife, Elizabeth. And he was the forerunner, the one who would run before Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. We have Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 5 to 25. Also, Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 57 to 66. And Matthew, the Gospel according to Matteo, of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. But this name, Johannan was also shared by others. There was a disciple, a Talmid, that's a Hebrew word for disciple, a Talmid of Yeshua HaMashiach, of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos, brother of James and son of Zebedee. James in the scripture is Yaakov, is Jacob. We have this in Matthew chapter 4, verse 21. Then we have another John. His name is John Mark. John Mark in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verse 12. Now, Johannan is the Hebrew. We have Johannan and Yahoo, name of he who be, who he be. Johannan. There's a contraction when we study the Hebrew, right? The Hebrew, like we have Yehoshua and Yeshua, a contraction Hebraically speaking, even in the ancient Hebrew. But metaphysically, looking at it truly spiritually, right? John the Baptist, Johannan HaMatbil, Johannes Matemku, was the forerunner of Yeshua HaMashiach, of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos. He signifies, what does John, even John the Baptist, signify? He signifies a high intellectual perception of the truth. Now, what we seek to do here is even have this compare and this contrast. As Marcus Messiah Garvey, in the second advent, being the forerunner of Rastafari, Kedemala Haile Selassie, the anointed king, look to the east where a black man will be crowned king. In him you will find the Redeemer. The day of redemption is near. So John the Baptist was a forerunner, the forerunner of Yeshua HaMashiach. He signifies a high intellectual perception of the truth, but one not yet quickened of the Spirit. This is the key. John the Baptist, what does John the Baptist signify? John the Baptist signifies a high intellectual. So we observe Marcus Messiah Garvey. Highly intellectual perception of truth. But one not yet quickened of spirit. Do you recall what John the Baptist in the first advent said to Yeshua? What he said to Yeshua? He said to Yeshua, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? In Matthew chapter 3 at verse 14, this brings out the sense that, yes, John the Baptist, and yes, Marcus Messiah Garvey, signifying a high intellectual perception of truth and reality, but one not yet quickened, the old English term, quickened, like to bring to life, to cause to live, to be brought to life, quickened, in that sense of the rebirth, regenerated, right, of spirit. And even in the speeches and in the crying of that voice in the wilderness, he brings it out. He actually says that. We were listening to some of the Marcus Garvey speeches, the powerful speeches, highly intellectual, perceptible perceptions of truth and veritas and reality, and yet he brings out exactly what both the scripture says and I metaphysical study is bringing forward. John, Yohanan, he represents that attitude of mind in which we are zealous. He represents that attitude of the mind in which we, I, are zealous for the rule. We're zealous for the rule of Haruach, the rule of Haruach, the rule of Haruach, the Spirit, Haruach, the rule of the Spirit. This attitude, this zeal, is not spiritual, even though it is zealous. It's that attitude of mind in us that can be in us, I, that is zealous for the rule of the Spirit, the rule of the Irid, as Rastaman said, the rule of the Irid, the rule of the Spirit in the Hebrew, the rule of Ha-Ruach, the rule of the Ruach. But this attitude is not spiritual, but a perception. It's a perception, seen, sight. Are you seeing? Can you perceive this? It's a perception of spiritual possibilities and an activity in making conditions in which spirit may rule, in making the conditions. This now brings us even to the prophet Esaias, the prophet Yeshayahu. Esaias the prophet in Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, that first word of the mission of Yohanan, Hamatbil, of John the Baptist, the voice of him that crieth, that calleth, that shouteth out, that shouteth outeth in the wilderness, the shout out in the Midbar, the wilderness, even the wilderness of North America. Prepare y'all the way of Yahweh, of Jehovah HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he. Blessed be the name. Make straight in the desert a highway, the King's highway. It's the King's highway, the highway for Eloheinu, for our Elohim, true God. He signifies that attitude. But that attitude is not spiritual. It's a perception, a seeing, a perception of spiritual possibilities and an activity, the works, the great works, Marcus Messiah Garvey, is an activity in making conditions, So when you look at the true works of Marcus Messiah Garvey and the UNIA, it was making those conditions, preparing the conditions in which spirit, the Ruach, may rule. This Yohanan HaMatbil, this John the Baptist perception of truth leads us to strive with evil as a reality, not having discerned the truth about its transitory character. That evil, the Ra'ah, in the Hebrew, the ra'ra, some perceive evil as a reality, and they don't have that discernment. They have not discerned the truth. Ha-emet, the emet, the ha-emet, the truth about the transitory, the changeableness. This too will pass, Chaverim, the transitoriness of its character. Yohanan ha-mat-abil, John the Baptist. Let's look at John the Baptist. John the Baptist. John the Baptizer. John the Baptist. John the Baptist may also be said to be that innate principle in us. Because these are the principles, studying them metaphysically, that innate principle in I, in us, all that ever seeks to do right. The sincerity of Marcus Messiah Garvey. Irregardless of his seeming failures and shortcomings, same with Yohanan HaMatbil, the same with John the Baptist. That innate principle in us, all that ever seeks to do good, its origin cannot be located. It comes out of the Midbar, out of the Midrebeda, out of the wilderness. It comes out of the wilderness. It is crude. It is like a voice in the wilderness crying, shouting, calling out for the right way. The entire human family is naturally, by nature, true and honest, and this rugged reformer is a child of nature. Now, I challenge you to go to hear, listen, if you will, to the words of Marcus Messiah Garvey. Listen to the words of Marcus Messiah Garvey. Hear his words. Hear him speak. Hear the words of Marcus Messiah Garvey. Hear him speak. He speaks these. His philosophy is based on this. This is what was so key when we started to go into and to really investigate for ourselves. When the Rastaman, the called, chosen, and faithful Rastaman said that Marcus Garvey is the black John the Baptist. So we started to search out and study, well, who is John the Baptist? And then coming across the metaphysics of it all, recognize that chant, this is so true. The whole human family is naturally true and honest, and this rugged reformer, even John the Baptist, is a child of nature, the naturu, a child of nature. But culture does not make people honest. Culture does not bring out their natural virtues. Culture does not make people honest, nor does it bring out their natural virtues. The inner soul, remember the season? Remember the 40 days? Even the 40 days of HaMashiach, Yeshua. And notice when those 40 days, right, those 40 days began. When did those 40 days begin for Yeshua? After he was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. So we have the Teshuvah, the 40 days of repentance that leads up to Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonements, called the Day of Atonements. So this period of time is known as the Cheshbon, right? HaNefesh, the searching of the soul. Right? The soul searching. What and where is the soul? The soul and the spirit are not the same. The soul and the spirit, Hebraically, scripturally, biblically, according to the HD, according to the higher, the Hebrew definition, is not the same. The inner soul consciousness that draws its nourishment from nature, the natures, the elemental forces, the nature's storehouse, opens the way. This is what opens the way for the advent, as John the Baptist was opening the way for the first advent, as Marcus Messiah Garvey was opening the way for the second advent, the inner soul consciousness, the consciousness of the inner nefesh, she draws her nourishment from nature, the nature's storehouse. And this opens the way for the advent, the coming, the advent of Ruach, of Spirit. That which the baptism of Yohanan, of John, signifies is brought about by a process that is known metaphysically, metaphysically, it's known as, quote, denial, end quote. Remember what he said? Make your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Well, that nay, the denial, is what the baptism of Yohanan signifies, a process metaphysically known as denial. This baptism, this immersion, it symbolizes the getting rid of the limited thoughts that encumber and darken and disillumine the understanding, the inner standing, the standing. It is found that to say mentally, quote, I deny the belief in the reality of matter, of materialism and material conditions. It causes the aggregation of thoughts to scatter and shatter. This is a mental letting go that has to be applied to all the departments of the mind. Let this mind be in you. The gospel, the good news. In the Meshechawion, the Nazarene, in the Nazarene conversion of what we would call the true Christian, the true Christian conversion, the sinner, the ukkah, the lacker, lets go of his sins, his uckery, his lacks, and there is a moral cleansing. See, the seat of it is the mind. The metaphysician finds it necessary to cleanse his mind from all moral iniquity. But he also finds that he must go further than this. The mind, let this mind be in you, the mind that's in HaMoshiach. The mind, it governs every part of the man. And a thorough reform, through and through reformation, reforming, it requires that the baptism of John, the baptism of Yohanan, shall include a complete transformation of thought pertaining to the things, the things, the things, mental, moral, and physical. Once again, a thorough reform, it requires that the immersion of Yohanan, the baptism of John, shall include a complete transformation. Transformation, the thorough reformation, a complete transformation of thought pertaining to things mental, moral, and physical, and physical. Yeshua. Yeshua, he said of Yohanan HaMatbil in Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 28, he that is but little in the kingdom of Elohim, in the kingdom of God, is greater than he. So here the Messiah, HaMoshiach, speaking of John, and in the spirit, the King of Kings, speaking of Marcus Garvey, he that is but little in the kingdom of Elohim is greater than he. Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 28. And John, Yohanan, said of Yeshua, he must increase, but I must decrease, in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 30. This means that the least of the spiritual thoughts in man is greater than the mightiest reasoning of the intellect, and that the intellectual or the intellectual concept of things, it must give way to the understanding, the inner standing that comes through the Ruach HaKadosh, through the Holy Spirit, through the Ayla Ayra, through the Memphis Kedus, the Spirit of Truth. The intellect, or outelect, the intellect is to prepare the way for the spiritual consciousness. This is the whole point that's front and center here when we speak about John the Baptist and baptism and who was John. The intellect is to prepare the way for the spiritual consciousness that is represented by HaMashiach, represented by the Christ, the anointed, the alert intellect that has been working toward the fulfillment of a divine, of the divine ideal, recognizes the development of spiritual consciousness and acknowledges its very first appearance. And this is what John the Baptist did when he recognized Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. This is what happened when Marcus Messiah Garvey recognized Rastafari Kadamawi Haile Selassie. See what we're saying? The alert intellect that has been working toward the fulfillment of a divine ideal recognizes the development of spiritual consciousness and acts on the knowledge of its very first appearance. John the Baptist recognized Jesus Christ. Marcus Messiah Garvey recognized Rastafari Mekonnen Haile Selassie I. But then as John the Baptist later on, doubts came in. As of Marcus Messiah Garvey, doubts came in. When the quickening by the Spirit, by the Irid, by Ruach, HaRuach, takes place in consciousness to the extent that HaMashiach, to the extent that the Christ, the anointed, even the black Messiah is realized and felt and known, one depends on the inspiration, the in-breathing, the in-spirit of the Spirit, rather than on the reasonings of the intellectual man. Like this, thus we are admonished in Proverbs, in Mashal Mashalim, in the Proverbs of Shlomo, of Solomon. Solomon's Proverbs, Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, with all thy heart, say with all your mind, and lean not upon thine own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. John the Baptist, Yohanan HaMatbil, the intellectual man beholds the evils of civilization. Did not Marcus Messiah Garvey do this? Condemns them and advocates the punishment of the evildoers. This remedy leads to resistance and failure, as is evidence. This is evidence in the execution of John, even John the Baptist, by Herod, the sinner, the Ucker. Man, the human being, man has to pass through the intellectual state of consciousness. And this is the natural man, the intellectual state of consciousness, the natural man. And his attempts at reform are the evidences of the innate good within him. But his comprehension is narrowed. His comprehension is narrowed even as we can say Mark is Messiah's Garvey, his comprehension was narrowed to personal ends. The world today is in the throes of the John the Baptist, the Yohanan HaMatabil methods, the John the Baptist methods of reform. They all must fail. Why? Because they lack a comprehension of the universal, the universal brotherhood of man and the great law laid down by Yeshua HaMashiach, by Jesus Christ, that in essence is, quote, whatsoever ye y'all would that men should do to you, even so do ye, do y'all also to them. Coming forward, we're going to address John.
Civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the reign of life.
Let's look away the voice. Let's look away the voice. Let's look away the voice.
It took away the voice, even that voice crying in the wilderness. Now, just for once to hear a full right here. That was the part one right there. Don't really see part two from 2020. So want to pick up right here. Of course, we have the song, but right here, because the double remembrance of Marcus Messiah Garvey's Earth Strong Earth Day, and also Doc Maui Minyanlik. We're emphasizing right here a little bit more on the Black Baptizer, you know what I mean? But now let's deal with the full right here, because the first part, I'm sure many ones can see that he baptized the once lost, now found black and brown people within a sense of a black consciousness, even though his organization was named Universal Negro, right? We see right after that, we have the messenger, Malako, Dr. Malako Emanuel Bayan. Now, Malako Emanuel Bayan, he had to address some things that Garvey had said around that time. It's in the Voice of Ethiopia. That's a whole other particular reason. But in our further studies, especially Matthew chapter 11, I haven't even gotten into Matthew chapter 11, really brought out, you know, when we heard what Garvey was said to have said, yeah, as a Rastafari, loving the king and loving the one who cried in the wilderness, proclaiming that, you know, we got somewhat, you know, we say besides ourselves, but as his master said, my glory, for my part, I glory in the Bible. And then when Matthew chapter 11, that really, you know, brought to light a context that was actualized in how the king, even the King of Kings, the anointed king, right, the anointed and crowned king. Many of us say he was coronated that day, but we forget the significant event was the anointing. But Garvey pointed the people in the right direction. Are you not as the children of the Ethiopian, the male children of Israel?
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
So right here, we'd like to address the second part of the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, the reasonment right here, on John the Baptist, Yohanan Hamatbil, like to immerse, the immerser, you know, not just sprinkled, some are just sprinkled with a sense of black consciousness, you know, like a lot of ones been sprinkled with the water, so to speak. They haven't really got deep, got immersed, the immerser. You know, to go under the water, You know what I mean? In a sense, for the old man to die and to come out fresh. But here we have John the Baptist, Yohanan HaMatzbil in the Hebrew, Yohannes Metemku, Bamarinya and Amharic, in prison. Garvey also went to prison, right? So we had John the Baptist in prison represents, what does that represent right there? According to the metaphysics, seeing even the actualization in Marcus Messiah Garvey represents the intellect. Remember that John the Baptist represents that intellect. And a couple of highlight points right here, from the first part, speaking about the importance, right? That importance of the intellect, right? Intellect paving that way for that true spiritual conscious. Here goes. The intellect is to prepare the way for the spiritual consciousness. Ha Moshiach, the anointing. Now, let's remember here when we say Christ, yes, it's connected in the revelation, the first advent with Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach. But we have to remember that Moshiach is a title, right? That Yeshua of Nazareth, Yeshua HaNotri in the Hebrew, Yenazaretu Yesus, he was proclaimed to be, yes, that is he. That is the Messiah that we expect, the anointed one. We have the priests. Right, the high priest Aaron and his sons were anointed. They were symbolically, we could say, Christ in that sense of anointed. But one-to-ones get confused, you know. That's why it says right here, concerning the intellect. So even in spirituality, the intellect is important. Throughout the scripture, let this mind be in you. Study to show yourself approved. So the intellect is to prepare the way for the spiritual consciousness, or we'll say the true spiritual consciousness, Ha Moshiach. Therefore, the work of John the Baptist and also the work of Marcus Messiah Garvey in the wilderness, even the wilderness of this North country called North America. But here. John the Baptist in prison represents the intellect. The intellect hemmed in prison. Because, why? Because of its magnifying the sin. The ukri, the lack, and the evil, and condemning them. Now, I know ones will say, what? Well, but that seems to be a good thing. Well, listen, right? Shema, Shemuli. Some persons see the evil in the world as a power so formidable, that it paralyzes all their efforts. And they accomplish nothing, no thing, accomplish nothing in the service of truth. Again, some people, and we have to try every spirit, so why not begin with our own? Check ourselves. Some of us might see the evil, the ukri, the evil, the hurt, the harm, the bad, the wrong in the world as a power that is so formidable. What happens then? It paralyzes all their efforts, and they accomplish nothing in the service of truth. Now, the death of Yohanan HaMatzbil, Yohannes Metemko, John the Baptist, as described in Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 to 12, this refers to the passing away of that first enthusiasm for character reform. Check it. John the Baptist, right, brought forward an enthusiasm, even the first enthusiasm for what? Character reform in the lost found sheeple, right? Character reform, which possesses the disciple at the early stage of his or her experience. Again, there's that first enthusiasm for character reform. You know, when you find the truth, you say, "Chan, I got to change my ways," right? Character reform. And that possesses the disciple at the earthly, right? Early and the earthly stage, right? From low degrees to high degrees at the earthly stage of his or her experience. This John the Baptist phase is not, again, I repeat, this and the John the Baptist phase is not
the permanent state of consciousness. So even applying these principles here to the actualization in Marcus Messiah Garvey, that was not the permanent state of consciousness, but is to be followed, the one that comes after, to be followed by one that is permanent. According to Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, what did Yohanan HaMatbil, John the Baptist, say? He that cometh after me is mightier than I. Rastafari, Kedemawe HaLaSalash, the might and the power, yes? He that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedus, the Holy Spirit, the set apart Spirit, even the Spirit of Truth, and in fire, in Issat, in Amharic Issat. Issat in the Royal Amharic is fire. In the Hebrew, we say it as Aish. Some might enunciate it as Aish or Aish. Aish, Aish, fire. What's interesting is that in Ethiopic, from our studies, we find that, you know, words have a twofold truth, at least in the Hebrew, the two truths. So we have the fire, the natural fire, and then fire as a metaphor, as a symbol. You know what fire also stands for, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews? Fire stands for divine intelligence, intellect as well. Just to note that right here with the reasonment right here, the one who will come after the John the Baptist is the one that will baptize you in the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, and in fire, in the divine intellect. Remember we read earlier in the prophets where it speaks about his word. His word is as fire and as a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. When the first enthusiasm wanes, when it like fades away, after spiritual enlightenment has occurred, there is a certain barrenness, like an emptiness or a barrenness of thought and action in mind. Again, when the first enthusiasm, you know, when something new, even something true, you get very enthusiastic, that zeal. That's the first enthusiasm, but it's going to fade away. After spiritual enlightenment has occurred, then there is a certain barrenness of thought and action in mind. And we may feel, remember, feelings are good servants, but poor masters. We may feel as if we should like to retire to a place where a complete rest and absence of effort could be had. Now, this is interesting because we know what happened after Marcus Garvey was deported, and then what happened also in Benjamin, Jaman, Yaman, and J.A., Jamaica, and then he went forward over to the U.K. This part seems to bring out the sense here, according to the metaphysics of it all. When the first enthusiasm wanes after spiritual enlightenment has occurred, there's a certain barrenness of thought and action in mind, and we feel as if we should like to retire to a place where a complete rest and absence of effort could be had. When Yeshua heard of the death of Yohanan, the death of John, what does the scripture say? The scripture says after Yeshua heard of the death of Yohanan, of John, and even John the Baptist, it says, quote, Yeshua withdrew to a desert place apart, end quote. We cannot get away from our thoughts, however. The people followed Yeshua. So even though Yeshua withdrew, right, to a desert spot, right, as it says, we cannot get away from our thoughts, however, therefore, the people, the consciousness represented by the people followed Yeshua, where? Into the desert place, according to Matthew chapter 14, verse 13. Now, in Matthew chapter 11, like we keep mentioning Matthew chapter 11, that's a whole reasonment there. So happy that the Ayin La'arit, the Holy Spirit, showed I that, because it really clarified so many things.
You know, because if one, you know, many ones once came to I, who are not Rastafari, but they heard about, you know, some of the preaching proclamation of Rastafari. And there was one particular, I'll say, brethren that said, you know, the only thing I can't understand, he said to I, is like, you know, okay, you Rastafari, and you saw about John and Marcus Garvey. But he was kind of unsure, like, how could that be, seeing what Marcus Garvey had said? And that caused me to think, so that is interesting. And then it's in Matthew chapter 11 that became clear. Then we saw the actualization of the grace that the King of Kings also showed when he visited J.A., even laid that wreath. Yes, yes, he didn't go and say, well, you know, this man said this, he said that. You know, and hail up to the honorable priest Isaac, because he has a video presentation, Marcus Garvey and Selassie, who this who. It's very, very good presentation right there. But here in Matthew chapter 11, verses 18 and 19, this may be explained as follows. Matthew chapter 11, verses 18 and 19 may be explained as follows. The conscious mind is very like leery of accepting the whole truth. It comes, quote, neither eating nor drinking. So the conscious mind is kind of very leery of accepting the whole truth. Therefore, it comes, quote, neither eating nor drinking. This is what describes, you know, John the Baptist, his ascetic nature, right? His bahitawi kind of nature, right? His monk-ish nature. Neither eating nor drinking, end quote. It does not eat the body, speaking of the substance of Moshiach, of the anointed. It does not eat the body, speaking metaphysically as the substance of the Christ, of the anointed of Moshiach, nor drink his blood, to talk about the life, liberty. We're speaking metaphorically here. The result is that the adverse ego, the adverse I, you know, we have the I, the yay I, but then we have the nay I. You know, some say the upper and the lower, the higher and the lower nature. So the result or the fruit is that the adverse ego remains in the body. That satanic mind, that adversarial mind remains in the body. Therefore, where it says, quote, he has a demon. He has a shed, has a demon. The Son of Man now, on the other hand, notice the term, the Son of Man. Weep not, behold, conquering line of the tribe of Judah. The Son of Man comes and unites, Mawahad to Wahido, unites his life, his liberty, and his substance, to say his blood and his body, his life and his substance, with the appetites and the passions of the subconsciousness. And he seems for a time to be of their kind. Remember how they said, well, you see how John the Baptist, he neither eat nor drink, he's very ascetic, but now Yeshua, you know, he's hanging out, you know, with these and those. How is that so? Ones will ask us the same thing. How's his majesty shaking hands with these and those leaders, you know, and sitting down at tables with them? Doesn't the scripture say that he appears for me like a table in the presence of my enemies? Yes. You know, and though hand join in hand, the wicked will not go unpunished. But the scripture says that wisdom is justified by her works. Or in the KJV Bible's wisdom, mother wisdom, even the divine feminine principle from the beginning, is justified by her works, or in the KJV by her children. Wisdom is justified by her works, by her children. The descent of the spirit, the iris, into one's body, one's substance, may stir up diabolos, the devil, the liar, the slanderer, diabolos, hasatan, the op, in one for a season. But his reign will be short if, here's the big if one is guided by the spirit of truth, who will lead into all truth. Therefore, we have Matthew chapter 24, verse 22 right here. Except those days had been shortened, It doesn't seem like time is really flying. Time, most precious commodity, time. Except those days had been shortened, no flesh would have been saved. But for the elect's sake, for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And even for the siume exiavi, the elect of God, the elect of exiavi's sake, these days are being shortened. Matthew chapter 24, verse 22. Just to seal up right here on the John the Baptist, the metaphysics here, at this time and this season, right? We have the Apostle John. This is a whole different John here. The Apostle John represents the spiritual faculty of love. He is known as the disciple whom Yeshua loves. And love is the dominant theme, Habarim, of all his teachings and writings. In the outpicturing of Yeshua's development, Yohanan, John the Apostle, he signifies the faculty of love in its masculine or the positive degree of action. While the various Marys, the Marys that we find in the scripture, the Mariam, the Mariamoch, the Marys we find in the scripture of the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, the Adis Kidan, they characterize the different subjective, or we may say the receptive, subjective activities of love. Hear, hear, hear. Give thanks and praise right here. You know, looking at the time right here, we're going almost to fullness right here. But, you know, there's a mark. I was thinking ones might say, well, we're talking about John the Baptist, yeah, but they'll say, well, his name was Marcus. All right. Let's see if we have Marcus here, metaphysically speaking, right? And might have gone here before. For short, we have Mark. Right, for short, we have Mark right here. This is a little part of this right here. Mark was the Greek from Latin. Marco, also in the Latin, Marcus. Marco, Marcos, Marcus, right? Mark means brilliant, shining, and polite. Mark, so the name Mark right there. You know, just a little bit of this right here. There's a one named John Mark, was the son of a woman named Mary. His home was in Jerusalem. It was the cause of such a sharp dispute between Paul and Barnabas. You know, in the scripture, Paul and Barnabas, this particular Mark had a sharp, you know, he was the cause of a sharp dispute between these two apostles, Paulos, Rabbi Shaul, and Barnabas, that they ceased traveling together on their preaching tours. We have this in Acts of the Apostles 12, verse 12 and 25, Acts 13 and verse 15, and Acts chapter 13, verses 37 to 39. In Colossians 4 and 10, the same Marcus, he is called the cousin of Barnabas. He also wrote the gospel name Mark, right? And just a brief meta right here, John, as we've been touching on, Yohanan, right? Johannes means grace and mercy of the Lord, of Yah. Love working by faith. Mark means brilliant, shining, polite. John Mark had two natures. One, a polite and brilliant exterior that was affected by the people of the mixed state at Pamphylia. The other, a deep spiritual nature, which was called out and developed by the confidence that Barnabas placed in him. There's a little bit more on this right here, but just suffer this right now, brothers and sisters, coming to a fuller fullness. You know, we had Psalm 90, 95 right here. Yes, I got like 10 minutes right here. Let's just touch on this right here. A little bit of the Royal Amharic. Yes, that would be good order right here. And it's on the dub Earl Cunningham, classic roots reggae dub. Got to know that place. Dub-wise. I'm gonna go
መዝሙር ዘጠና አራት በቅንፍ ዘጠና አምስት የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር ኑ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበለን ለአምላክ ለመድኃኒታችን እልልና በምስጋና ወደፊቱ እንድረስ በዝማሬም ለእርሱ እልልንበል እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ አምላክ ነውና በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ ታላቅ ንጉሥ ነውና እግዚአብሔር ሕዝቡን አይጥላቸው የምድር ዳርቻዎችም በእጁ ውስጥ ናቸው የተራሮች ከፍታዎች የእርሱ ናቸው ባህር የእርሱ ናት እርሱም አደረገ የብስንም እጆቹ ሠሯል ኑ እንስገድ ለእርሱም እንገዛ በእርሱ ባደረገን በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እንንበርከክ እርሱ አምላካችን ነውና እኛ የማስተማሪያው ሕዝብ የእጁም በጎች ነንና በምድረ በዳ እንደ ተፈታተኑት እንዳስቆጡት ጊዜ ዛሬ ድምፁን ብትሰሙ ልባችሁን አታጡ የተፈታተኑኝ አባቶቻችሁ ፈተኑኝ ሥራዬንም አዩ ያችን ትውልድ 40 ዓመት ተቆጥቻት ነበር ሁል ጊዜ ልባቸው ይስታል እነርሱም መንገዴን አላወቁም አሉ ወደ ረፍቴም እንዳይገቡ በቁጣዬ ማለት
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of I and I salvation. Besama'ab wa walid wa menfes kadus ahadu amlak. Besama'ab wa walid wa menfes kadus ahadu amlak. Ahadu amlak. Ahadu amlak. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have from the Mezmore Dawit, Psalms of David. From the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, from the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of the Root of David, we have Psalm 95, Zetna Amist, Ye Dawit, Miskana Mezmor, of David, praise, thanksgiving, Mezmor, a psalm, an intonation, a chant, a chant, a chant. Nu be'egziavir desibelin, le amlaka le medchanitachin, ililin bel. Oh, come, let us make I and I sing to Egeziaviher. Nu, be Egeziaviher desibelin. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of I and I salvation. Le amlak le medhanetachin ililin bel. Ililin bel. The Royal Amharic, as we compare the HSV Haile Selassie version and the KJV here, the HSV Haile Selassie version favors the Septuagint, the LXX, with Le Amlak to the source, Le Medchanitachin to I and I Savior, I and I Salvation, I and I Savior, Elil, Elil, Elilta, in the bell, let us say Elilta, Elil, let us exalt, let us joy. Nu, come y'all, nu, nu be egziavi her desibelen, le amlak le med hanetachin ilil in the bell, be miskana wadafitu in the dress, be zamarema le ersu ilil in bell, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Bemiskana Warafitu in the dress. Bezmarim Leersu Ilinbel. And make a joyful noise to him with psalms, with chants. Bezmarim. Be-zemareim, and with chant intonation, be-zemareim, le-ersu, ililinbel, egziari her-talak amlak nawinna, ba-amaliktim mahululai talak n'gus nawinna, for egziari her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, is a great source, egziari her-talak amlak nawinna, and a great king, a great negus above all gods. Be amaliktim hululai talak negus nawinna. Egziari hera hizbuna ait lachuim. Ye midir dacha ochimma bejuist nacho. Ye tararocha kaftawocha ersu nacho. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Interesting right here, what I'm noticing right here, it might be what we're reading right here. Let us just check this out right here. Let's take a pause right at this particular verse right here, because Bamarinya, there is an Amharic, there's a little bit more than we're seeing in this. It says, in his hand are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is also his. But there's a verse, there's a part of a line of a verse that is not there. Let's look at the Sefer Tehillim. It's probably in the Septuagint. Yeah, because here it says this right here. It says, Egziavi, the sustainer, hizbun, ait alachuim, that the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab will not cast off or cast away, or has not cast off his people, Egziavi, hizbun, ait alachuim. Then it reads, as the KJV translation reads, Yemidar dachawochim mabeju wistnacho, yetararroch katawoch yarsunacho. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Kutaramist, verse 5. Bahir ye ersunat, ersumadaragat, ye bersinim, ijochu saruat. The sea is his. Bahir ye ersunat. And he made it. Ersumadaragat. And his hands form the dry land. Ye bersinim, ijochu saruat. Nu in the seged, the ersuma in the geza, the ersua badaregena begziavir fita in the barkek. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Nu in the seged, the ersum in the geza, the ersua badaregena begziavir fita in the barkek. Let us kneel. Let us kneel before Egziavi Her, before the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, our maker. Ersu amlakachin nawinna. For he is our source. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye, y'all, will hear his voice, Ersu amlakachinna winna. Inya ye ma samariao hizu ye jumma begochinna. Bemidre beda in de tefetatenu. Tenda sekwetut kize zare din tsuna bitisemu lebachuhuna tatinu. Harden not your heart, as in the day, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Bemidreb bedain de tefetatenut, in dasukwetut gize, zare dimtsuna bitisemu, lebachuhuna tatsinu. Yetefetatenunye abatochachua fetanunye sarayinim ayu. When your fathers tempted me, tempted I and proved I, and saw my work. Yetefetatenunye abatochachua fetanun.
Srayanimayu. Yachin to lid arba ometa tekotachata neber. Hulgizel bachowa istal. Narsuma mengedena lawakum alhu. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation. Yachin to lid arba ometa tekotachata neber and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Hulgize lebacho yistal nersuma mengedena lawakum alhu. Wede refte mendaigebu be kutaye malhu. To whom I swear in my wrath, my wrathedness, that they should not enter into my rest. Wede refte mendaigebu be kutaye malhu, 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 malhu,